What's up, everybody? Hope you guys are doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. Come on, with the Engaging Heaven Today podcast, September 14th. Hope you guys are doing well. And man, just tuning in, making us a part of your day. I love how this group is growing. The downloads are growing. And man, just a blessing to me to be able to do this with you every single day. Today, our scripture is in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Familiar scripture, right? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Today, we're talking about radical faith. Faith is not like wishing. Right? It's not writing a hot check and hoping God fixes the numbers. Faith is not seen, but it's still tangible. It's still evidenced. Faith has substance. And the Bible describes a God that gives life to the dead and calls those things that are not as though they were, right? As though they existed, Romans 4:17. Our faith is in a God that raises the dead and creates cosmic universes out of nothing. If we want to have a radical faith, we must realize there's a tangible realm waiting. Faith is active, friends, and it's engaging. And today the question is, what do you believe in God for? Faith is initiated by a need. We're talking about you having radical faith. Then who are you trying to help? Who are you trying to feed? Faith's tangible. We don't just have it yet. Faith is substance. We don't just see it yet. Let's exercise radical faith and believe in our even more radical God for a miracle. You know, faith, I really do. I believe there will be a day, and we're probably approaching it soon, that your 501, I mean, your 401 means nothing. Your retirement means nothing. I think we're stepping in today where your gold and silver mean nothing. And the truth is, whatever was born of God is going to remain. So the number one commodity on this earth going forward is not going to be gold and it's not going to be silver. The number one thing is going to be faith. And today, my question is that faith growing in your life? I recently went back to the gym and, you know, every time I go to the gym, this happens, right? When I take seasons off. I'm not the biggest, strongest guy on the earth, but you know, when I'm in my groove, meaning I'm in the gym and my muscles are strong and they're strengthened, I can, you know, if I'm curling dumbbells, you know, I could do 35s pretty easy, 40 pretty easy, right? It's just 40 pounds each hand, curling it. You know, I mean, could I stretch to 50? Sure. My comfort level is about 40 pounds, 35, 40 pounds. That's normal, right? For when I'm in that groove. When I go to the gym now, and I try to like grab a dumbbell, friends, I'll be like, oh, I ain't been here in a minute, man. Let me try the 25s. And then I'm like, oh, that's a little tough. Let me go down to the 20s. I can do the 20s. I'm not gonna be embarrassing here. Oh, the 20s are too tough. Legit, you can't make this up. So I'm at the gym recently. Okay. And the way they have the dumbbells laid out in the gym, the small ones are on the far right, like 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 2.5 pounds. You know, no offense, but where the ladies go. You know what I mean? They're not built to be as strong as men. And then it goes all the way up to like 75 pounds, you know? And you don't want to be on the far right of the rack. That means you're a weenie. You know what I'm saying? And I'm lifting 20s and I'm going, oh, this is too much. And so then I'm lifting 15s, 15 pounds, friends. I should be doing 40 when I last left the gym, 15. So I went and I grabbed the 15 and I walked over to the left to look like I was with the strong guys. Friends, I couldn't do it, man. I had 15 pounds and, you know, working myself up back up to 20. What is my point? The word faith in the Bible, it's translated ever-increasing faith. And you have got to have faith that grows. It's growing faith. Your faith was never meant to be dormant, like my muscles. When you don't use them, you lose them. And there's a day I'm in the gym, 40 pounds feels good. I'm feeling strong. My body's fit. Then I don't go to the gym. And now 15s are hard. 20s are hard. You know what I mean? And so a lot of you, I'm not worried about, did you have great faith in 1983? I'm not concerned, did you do something great for God in 2004? My question is, what are you doing today? What in your life are you doing to exercise your faith? Because if you're not aggressively taking risks, standing on the word, binding and loosing, then you're going backwards, friends. There's no such thing as neutral in Christianity. And so today the question is there radical faith being developed in your life? Are you stepping out and believing? Are you daring to dream? Are you allowing God to just stir you for something greater? Because the way faith works, when you take those risks and you step out and believe, and you begin to do things for God and you see him move and you believe in the unseen realm and you're seeing the faith and the evidence, it grows. And then praying for a headache seems easy. Praying for, you know, $500 a week's easy. They ain't gross. Then you're believing for $2,000 a week. Then you're believing for you know, backs to get healed and car accidents and then deaf ears. And, you know, then you're believing for $20,000 a month. Then it's $100,000 a month. Like, there's a point in your life you start stretching and believing in faith, and you were not meant to be dormant. You were not meant to live underneath that place of radical faith. So today, take assessment. Come on, you got to face it. The first step in the gym was the hardest for me, man. The first day of trying to eat clean, and man, that's hard, bro. It's hard. It's like, man, you like trying to eat clean. You're trying to like just live right. And then everywhere you turn, there's like a Popeyes commercial on TV with a chicken sandwich. I mean, that's life. You've got to make a decision to face it. Face the faith scale, step on it, go to the gym faith-wise and say, okay, where am I at? Right? I know on Instagram, I tell people I can lift 50s. What can I really lift? Okay, I'm at 3 pounds, but I'm gonna start there. And I know my faith will be ever increasing. And as I'm faithful with what God's called me to do, it's going to increase from there. And I know God has prepared me for such a time as this. So that's what I think today. Father, for every person here listening to the sound of my voice, I pray that we would just step out and see radical faith demonstrated. God, we know the disciples, they didn't pray even for faith, but they prayed for boldness. I pray for boldness to come upon every person's life, that a radical faith would come forth in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. What a great day. What a great devotion. That's it for today. As always, I want to thank you guys. You can tune in every day to our Engaging Heaven Today devotional. And the women's devotional. Can you believe it? It's literally coming out soon. Copies are arriving in the warehouse. I'm hoping to have it for my next fire night in West Haven on September 24th, I think it is. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow we talk about He is the lifter of our head. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow.